This is Steve Knopfsinger for KFRM reporting on the Oldie Seed Farms Fall Harvest Tour update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. Today I'm talking with Stuart Brigman. He's a farmer from Pratt, Kansas, and we're going to have him fill us in on the fall harvest there. Stuart, could you tell us how fall harvest is progressing there?
Yes, we just started on some irrigated corn yesterday, finished up our dry land the day before, and, well, what we had of dry land wasn't much, but started on irrigated, and it seems to be pretty decent. Corn, I'm very satisfied with where we're cutting right now.
How's the moisture levels on the corn that's been harvested up to now?
And this corn is running around 15 moisture that we're cutting today. I haven't heard of anything around, but I know we got in to test it, and we were still in the, some of the longer maturing varieties were up around 25 moisture yet.
How are some of the other fall crops doing right now in your area?
Well, I keep joking to everybody. I keep telling everybody, I don't know why I planted headless Milo. So the Milo in our area isn't good. We just haven't had much help from Mother Nature to give us the water that it needed. And the dryland soybeans have been suffering. The cotton has hung on okay. We have lost some fruit off the cotton and stuff, but it's hanging in there. It'll still be harvested, unlike some of our dryland soybeans and Milo.
Well, sorry to hear that. How was the beginning of your season there as far as planting time and leading up to now?
Yes, everything this spring went in great. I mean, we had good moisture and we got good stands with everything. Was actually hoping that we were going to see a really good Milo crop and soybean crop and stuff, but July kind of put an end to that with basically no moisture, and then we had a little help later on around the 1st of August, but it wasn't enough to keep us going. You know, we just had like a little over a half inch then, and it pretty much disappeared when it hit the ground.
Have you had any other challenges this year, any disease or insect issues? Or
so far, we really haven't had that much of an issue. You know, we've had to put some insecticide on our cotton, which every year we have to do that, but corn-wise, there's been a little bit of rust come in and stuff, but we haven't had to treat for any of it because our corn was far enough along that we didn't feel like it was going to hurt us, you know, on the end result. So the corn was going to outrun the disease, and the other crops, you know, they've just been pretty much, we didn't put a lot of money into them because we didn't think it was going to, they were going to make anything or do, afraid of the drought. So,
yeah.
And it was a good decision.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear that on the disease front, but hope you guys get some rain here pretty soon.
Yes, yes. Everybody is ready to have one of those times come in where we're going, God, I wish this would get out of here so we could do something.
Yeah.
But one of these days, it'll probably happen, and then we'll be going, man, I wish we could get to the field. But
yeah.
we really, really need the moisture.
Well, thanks for sharing this today, Stuart.
Yes.
This has been the Oldie Seed Farms Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. This is Steve Knopfsinger reporting.